last summer for camp, you were trying to make Nile Davis into a kickoff returner, and we all remember it was pretty rough up there.
Yeah.
Were you ever tempted to scrap the project at any point and just say, hey, this is not going to happen for him?
I think he dropped one in the preseason game where I was like, I don't know if he's ever going to be able to do this, but we just kept sticking with it.
There was one in the Cowboys game, the regular season.
Right,
that one,
yeah, in the regular season. Yeah, he put it down, but it wasn't a fumble. We got it. We ended up falling back on it, so it wasn't as disastrous. But
still, in the bigger picture, were you ever tempted to?
You think that a little bit, but I'm glad we stuck with it. You know, I mean, let's leave it at that. I mean, he's gotten so much better, you know, and it's, you know, we continue to work on it. He knows he's got issues at times, but he's really improved at that, and, you know, it proves in the pudding.
Knowing that he brought nothing, no background at all, what was it that you saw that had you going to Indy and saying, let's try the guy?
Well, I mean, his size and speed, I mean, those are things that you just, you know, you can't teach that. So he had that. He brought that to the table, and, you know, how he's able to break tackles and his vision, those things, all those other intangibles that he had, they were so strong that we had to try to get him to be a good catcher.
Big men don't usually handle that role very well. I can only remember a few.
Yeah,
that even come through here. Hanover was a big guy.
He's got a really, you know, you have to really want to do it. You have to be courageous, and he's hungry for it. He just wants to touch the ball. You know, so every time he gets the ball, he's happy, and whether it's kick return or as a tailback.
You got him at 5'11", 230, kind of piggybacking on what Bob says. Like, how come you don't see, like, a lot of, you know, bigger-type backs kind of take on that role and be as good as he is at it?
A lot of other teams, you know, we do a lot of, you know, we pick one spot to hit the returns. Uh-huh. A lot of other teams kind of do, you know, they might do a lot more counters and stuff like that. We're a more downhill kind of power kind of kick return team, so he kind of fits with what we do.
So as long as that big guy's got some juice,
he's got some speed. Yeah, exactly. He can break some tackles and does it now.
I got you. How about the kid, Santos, man? He's starting to settle down a little bit. Huh?
He's coming around. He's you know, he's gaining confidence every game, and last game was really good for him. You know, hitting the 28 and the 53 right before the half on a hurry up situation. Huge, and then it carried over with his kickoffs because he was bombing them, the last four of them out of the back of the end zone. It was a little windy though too, so
okay,
he got
right.
A little wind aided.
I was gonna ask you where the one in the stands came from.
Got that up in the jet stream, kind of blew out.
We talked a little bit about Colquitt last week, taking him for granted. What is it, the art of planting that ball, the way he gets that spin? I mean,
it's a rugby kick. So when he kicks it, you know, and he's got the nose down like this, it's rotating like this. So when it hits the ground, it bounces back, you know, and that's why across the league, everybody. I mean, I don't know one punter right now that's still, that doesn't use the rugby punt in pooch area because of the way the spin hits. I mean, the ball hits the ground and spins backwards.
But I don't know too many.
He has a good touch for it.
Three out of every four inside.
He's got a real good feel for it. He doesn't try to get too much. He doesn't try to put it on the one, although it does happen. But he's going to get it inside the 20 and give our gunners and cover guys a chance to down it.
What's the game last night? What are your thoughts on?
The game last night, I felt bad for those guys. I mean, it was I was with them. Our whole team was, and I think a lot of players were talking about they went to the game last night. Everybody's kind of down right now, but in the end of the day, hopefully everybody realizes what they did for the city and everybody's spirits, and, you know, just talking about baseball in the end of October. It was awesome, you know.
What's it like when you're in a situation like that, when you get so close to something like that, and it just comes up?
You know, when we were in Chicago, we had the White Sox in 2005. You know, they went all the way and won it. It was kind of contagious for us, too. I mean, the next year we went to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, those kind of things – the guys see how hard they had to work and what it took for them to get there kind of carries over into our team too as well.
How long or have you gotten over this?
You never get over that, you know, and it really is probably a good thing that it stays with you, and you know the next time you go, you got to win the thing. You know, it's more than just getting to the Super Bowl. You got to win it.
Would you have sent the runner?
Excuse me?
Would you have sent the runner? Would you have sent him home? Come on.
Yeah, now you would. Now you would.